Welcome back to Jaguars All Access, and the young quarterback Blake Bortles made progress in the game. Some pressures were brought, and he reacted perfectly. Let's take a look. We're going to take a look at the end zone copy first because the Titans bring six men. Great job up front by the guys, and look at the clean pocket for Blake Bortles. Now, Marquise Lee does an excellent job of making this catch, but let's cut to the sideline to see what I'm talking about this slight adjustment. Right here where Marquise starts to flatten out and then Blake delivers the ball. Look at the subtle move back to the ball and how he separates from the Titans cornerback. It looks like it's such a small move, but it's a big difference in making this play and allowing Marquise Lee to gain 34 yards. Excellent read by Blake. Here's a third and 12 where the Jaguars are backed up, and take a look at the coverage by the Titans. That right there is two man. And what Blake recognizes that in two man, if you take off and run when they're all covered up like they are right here, you have the possibility of making a big gain out of it. And he reads it perfectly, and he tucks it, and he runs it, and he gains the first down. But let's take a look at why he had to escape the pocket as well. And with the end zone copy, you can see that Sam Young, that right tackle, gives up a little bit of push. Luke Jokel gives up a little bit of push. But I give these guys credit. They don't allow the Titans to come off and come clean. And it allows Blake to escape the pocket and make this significant gain versus two men. Good recognition. And last but not least, the money sack. Watch send Derek Marks. This is a three-man rush. Last play of the game, we used to call this pinball. Why did we call it pinball? Watch Ryan Davis. He spins inside and then he gets hammered. That's why as a defensive lineman, we called it pinball. And a nice job playing cat and mouse by send Derek Marks, getting the sack and a lot of money.